Estevan. The Estevan Bruins' first home game in 27 days was a successful one. Owen Miley scored with a minute to play in overtime to defeat the Nipawin Hawks 2-1 Friday night. It was the Bruins' first home game since January 14, and the Bruins' first game overall since January 27. The rink rust showed in the first period, as the two teams were scoreless, and the Hawks outshot the Bruins 7-4. The pace picked up in the second. Mitch Koner scored on a shorthanded rush for the Bruins with 6:10 to play in the period. The Bruins had several more chances to score, but couldn't beat Hawks goalie Damon Cunningham. The Hawks tied the game with 93 seconds to play in the frame on a goal by Xander Stewart. Neither team scored in the third, but the Bruins outshot the Hawks 14-6. Estevan had several high-quality chances in the frame. Miley's winning goal came in tight on a 2-on-1. Cunningham finished with 31 saves on the night. Cam Herdliska stopped 27 shots for Estevan. Also on Friday night, in the first and second intermissions, Saskatchewan youth band Long Live the Glory provided live music. The group's lead singer, Jesse Gibson, hails from Estevan. The band members met at the School of Rock in Regina. And an autograph session was held after the game, with Bruin players signing hockey cards for kids. The Bruins, 2-4-1-9-1-2, will be back on the ice Saturday night when they host the Flin Flon Bombers at 7 p.m. It will be the fourth and final meeting of the season between the two teams that met in the 2022 SJHL Final, which Estevan won in 7 games. The Hawks, 2-1-2-0-3-1, will visit the Weyburn Red Wings Saturday night at 7 p.m.